This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM. That's right, gotta give the people what they want. And yesterday, youth were demanding books, not bombs, at the second National Books, Not Bombs Day of Action. And we have on the phone with us Estevan Nemhard from the Uptown Youth for Peace and Justice to talk to us about what happened yesterday. Estevan, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. How you doing?
Good morning. Peace. Good morning.
Yesterday we had a great day out there. All the different groups that were working on the Books Not Bombs were signing up petitions at their schools or at their workplaces, basically demanding, you know, a Books Not Bombs agenda in New York, meaning, you know, no poverty draft, meaning, you know, free quality public education, meaning summer jobs for young people. So we ended up getting over 500 people to sign the petition, and then in the evening time, we was outside of this community center on 145th Street, what was supposed to be a community center on 145th Street. Right now, it's an abandoned building, and we were saying, you know, if they have money to build military bases across the world, why can't they fix this community center, which for 17 years has been rotting away on 145th Street between Broadway and Amsterdam, and now has trees growing off of the roof and everything. And, you know, it's like just so many young people in our community that would really benefit from having that as a resource to us.
And it wasn't only going on in New York City. This is something that went on across the nation. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for real. I mean, I'm not really sure. Like, I know in a bunch of cities and states or whatever they had it. I know in Iowa they had some big actions, I believe, in California. And also in some places in New England. Also, I'm not really sure, though. I was just focusing more on what we're doing here in the city and especially uptown.
And what were the groups that were involved in the New York City's event?
In the New York City event, because it wasn't a citywide event. What we had was I know at Hunter College there was people that was out there like signing the petitions up. I know at Fordham University they had a teach-in in the evening time. In Uptown and in Harlem in the Heights, and some people from the South Bronx came over too. Basically, we had our event that I was just explaining, mm-hmm. And I'm not sure exactly what else was happening here.
What's up with Brooklyn? Brooklyn's sleeping on this whole day.
Oh, no. They was doing their thing. I know in Bushwick, I was up on Make the Road by Walking. If any of y'all listening, our people's out there at Make the Road. I think they had a little a teaching at the school that they mm-hmm. work with out there, the Bushwick School. And then I forgot to shout out the people from NYU, and I think New School was doing that thing.
And the people who are regular listeners to Rise Up Radio will be familiar with Make the Road by Walking and their Bushwick School for Social Justice, which we have featured in the past. Esteban, this was the second National Day of Action, but is this just one day, or is it part of a bigger campaign that goes on beyond this annual event?
Yeah, I mean, this is a way of life, sister. Mm-hmm. I mean, Books Not Bombs, because, I mean, this is something that's real serious. I mean, I said the three demands that we had with the petition as far as the summer youth jobs, the quality public education, and the end to the poverty trap. These are things that young people are facing every day, and at the same time, groups like Uptown Peace and Justice and all the other ones we've been talking about are fighting against every day. Basically, I mean, I know that we're trying to go, I mean, all out to one thing is to turn around all the increases that they've made to the tuitions at CUNY schools, the attack that they made on the TAP funding. We're in coalition efforts on all the campuses to try to get those taken away, to get those reversed. We're trying to get the findings from the Campaign for Fiscal Equity that said that the New York City public schools were being racistly underfunded. We're trying to, have that acted on and get equal funding for New York City public schools. We're trying to get the Summer Youth Employment Program funded, for I don't know how many years in a row now.
Right.
They've been having to go up there to Albany to beg for, scraps. I mean, this is stuff that, the groups in New York City are all working on these issues, but I think that the whole thing of Books Not Bombs linking these local problems we have to just the huge drain that we have as far as our foreign policy of just spending billions of dollars on killing people I think it all fits together and we're doing it we think that from March 20th that's definitely a big day that's coming up. We're going to be going all out. Uptown's going to be meeting at the spot at 145th Street, at that building and going down. But I know that young people from across the city are going to be out there. We're going to come through strong.
And for people who may not even know, if they don't know yet what March 20th is, can you tell us what March 20th?
That's one day where the world is once again going to be saying no to war. Basically, it's the same coalition that organized that huge demonstration against the two huge ones last year against the war. One on February 15th, another one on March 22nd, I believe, last year.
Yeah.
But basically, this is a coalition. The biggest peace coalition in our country is inviting everyone to come together and really let the government know and everyone know that we want peace and justice. That's the way that we want to this country and this world to be working in this century. So that's for that day. Then I know when the Republicans, I mean, Bush got some nerve trying to hold his convention here. When they touch down, I mean, we definitely trying to make our voices heard. I know that there's been some talk of trying to have a counter convention of for Books Not Bombs of the young people here in the city, so we can really show that these people, that the Republicans and the right wing in this country have left, a lot of communities in New York City and across the country in a state of ground zero.
I can hear the sirens in the background, Esteban. They're coming for you.
That's good.
We have to wrap up real quick, but I also want to let people know we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Republican convention later on in the show, and Rise Up and WBAI will definitely be out and representing on March 20th and throughout the summer covering the 100 Days of Action against the Republican convention and the convention, of course, itself.
Thanks, Esteban, for updating us on the events of yesterday.
And if people want to get in touch with Uptown Youth, how can they holler at you?
Uptown Youth, just send an email to uptownpj@uptownpj.org. And our, we know that everyone ain't got an email, but the thing is that we ain't got a bank account yet, and we ain't been paying the phone bill. So we're going to go out to Brooklyn where we got our fiscal sponsor and get some money from them and pay our phone bill now.
Okay,
so
if
we'll
you
be able
have
to do
some spare change
for
Uptown Youth for Peace and Justice so they can hook up their phone, drop them an email at uptownpj@uptownpj.org. Thank you, Esteban.
All right, peace and justice, y'all.
Peace. Right. Stay tuned as we come back and talk about last weekend's grassroots media conference, and we'll have some announcements for you also, so stay tuned.